It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. We've been pretty lucky so far this winter, but do you have any safety tips for winter driving?
Well, as I put out the other day on our brand new Parsons Police Department Facebook page, it is four-wheel drive, not four-wheel stop. So when you are traveling on the streets of Parsons or anywhere, in fact, make sure you slow down. Plan ahead. If you know that there's a stop sign coming up, start making your slowdown approach a little bit sooner than you normally would. You never know when you're going to come across that slick spot that's going to send you into the rear end of somebody else. As well as four-wheel drive vehicles get around on snow and sleet and ice, they still have the tendency to slide off of the road and into the rear ends of smaller cars. So make sure that you're planning ahead, slow down, take a deep breath, you're going to get there. If you have to wake up a little bit earlier and start your commute just a few minutes earlier, then so be it. That is what winter driving is all about. Also, make sure that if you are going on a long trip, you fill up your tank. You want to make sure that you start off your trip on a good foot in case you end up in the ditch and have to sit there for a while waiting for help. With that being said, it's always good to carry safety blankets and or flares and safety equipment in your vehicle in case of an emergency. Some of these roadside kits can be bought at Walmart or on Amazon, and they are relatively cheap, and it is cheap insurance to make sure that you survive a lengthy stay in the cold weather on the side of a road if it comes to that.
Well, probably wouldn't hurt to have a few snacks in there, energy snacks maybe, just in case.
Absolutely. Nuts are always good for high protein.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.